Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. New video footage released from an ICE-involved shooting that injured Julio Sosa Solis in North Minneapolis earlier this year. The city of Minneapolis posted about 9 minutes of city-owned camera video from the January 14th incident. Federal authorities say ICE agents were attempting to arrest Sosa Solis after a vehicle pursuit ended in a crash. The 24-year-old was taken to hospital with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Sosa Solis was charged, but the charges were later dismissed, citing evidence inconsistent with earlier allegations. The U.S. Attorney's Office is now investigating two ICE agents after video evidence showed portions of their sworn statements were not truthful. Minnesota lawmakers have one more day of Passover Easter break before they return to the state capitol. MNN's Tasha Radel.
On Tuesday, they will have 6 weeks remaining in the session to complete their work. A bonding bill for infrastructure projects is a top priority for the governor and legislative leaders. The Minnesota House is expected to pass legislation creating an independent office of inspector general. The Senate already approved the bipartisan bill aimed at preventing fraud in state government. Most gun control bills have stalled in the evenly divided House and Senate.
The University of Minnesota Nursing School is raising funds for a new scholarship in the name of graduate Alex Preddy of Minneapolis. Preddy was fatally shot by federal agents on January 24th during Operation Metro Surge. Officials say the scholarship will be awarded to a pre-licensure nursing student with financial needs, and a preference will be given to students with an interest in supporting America's veterans. Preddy was an ICU nurse at the Minneapolis VA. Hundreds of Minnesota households could see improved housing stability under a new state investment. Kristen Mortensen says Minnesota Housing is putting $1.16 million toward the project.
This program is to expand housing opportunities for households with barriers to accessing housing, or those unable to obtain housing without additional funding coverage or guarantees in place by reducing risk to property owners.
Part of the funding will focus on Native families, young households, and people returning to the community after incarceration or treatment. Gas prices continue to rise due to the ongoing war with Iran. AAA Minnesota says today's statewide average for a gallon of regular unleaded is $3.51. That's up from $3.41 a week ago. The national average is up to $4.11 per gallon. Iran said Sunday that it will not reopen the Strait of Hormuz for a temporary ceasefire. NASA's Artemis II crew is poised to make history today as their spacecraft ventures farther from Earth than any human mission to date. University of Minnesota Aerospace Engineering professor Ryan Caverly says,
"We have so many alumni from our undergraduate program, our graduate program, who are working at NASA centers across the country, working at companies, who are working as contractors, you know, helping build these vehicles. We certainly have a lot of Minnesotans, especially, you know, involved in this."
NASA says the four-person crew aboard the Orion spacecraft will pass the Apollo 13 distance record of 248,655 miles set in 1970 and continue to more than 252,700 miles from Earth during their flyby of the moon. This is MNN.